John Boy.
It's a special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.
Welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen. As we continue our black women celebration month of May, I got a brand new crop. Not a brand new crop, but we got seven more women that have been profiled over the past 7 days, and we're going to get into their profiles just like we did last week, just like we do every day. We have a profile that we need to get into during this Black Women Celebration Month. May want to continue to ask you all to celebrate, show love, show excitement, show support, show appreciation for the black women that you know and the black women that you look up to and that you aspire to. And if you don't know, look up to, appreciate, or aspire to be like or to accumulate some of the traits of any black women around you, then there's something wrong with you. All right, let's keep it moving. As always, make sure that you show support to the sponsor of the show and the network, PacSync. That's www.pactsinc.org. PacSync.org, Black Activist Advocacy and Think Tank Organization that's here to make the black community a stronger, better, more self-sufficient place. So you can go on over to the website, check them out, check out the reading material in the Learning Center, take a survey, become a member, donate, tell a friend to tell a friend, do whatever you can because they're doing what they can. You know the spiel, you know the deal, and let's get right into it with our first profile of this past week. So on May 10th, 2019... May 10th was, what day was that? That was a Friday. So on May 10th, we dropped our spotlight on Mrs. Felicia Thomas. Not by Felicia, but hi Felicia. You know what? Forget I said that. Anyways, Felicia, Mrs. Thomas, has a bio and it says to pay the bills, practicing law is what Gaston County native Felicia S.W. Thomas does during the day. She's a lawyer, y'all. So this ain't no Felicia that you could just say bye to, okay? This is a Felicia that knows how to do what it needs to be done to keep you out of jail or put you in jail. I don't even know if she practices criminal law or not. But we just gonna assume that she practices all law. And that's not a safe assumption to have at all. Anyways, back to the profile. To feed her passion, writing is what keeps author Felicia Thomas up at night. Miss Thomas is an attorney, author, editor, ghostwriter, and businesswoman. Miss Thomas graduated from James A. Shanks High School. I remember Shanks. A rough school back in the day, but she graduated from there back in 1987. So I don't know what it was like in 1987, but I know around about 97, 2007, and those periods, from what I understand, it's a pretty rough school. Anyways, she received her BS degree in journalism from Florida A&M University, HBCU, you know, and her Juris Doctorate from Florida State University. She has been a licensed attorney for over 22 years and has practiced in many areas. She is currently the owner of the law office of Felicia S.W. Thomas, PLLC, which specializes in disability law, SSI, SSDI, MBA, and guardianship law. Mrs. Thomas is the author of several books. Her debut novel, 80 Proof Lives. Yeah, I'm assuming that's 80 Proof Lives and not 80 Proof Lives. You know, I always struggle with that sidebar. I always struggle with, you know, when I know it's lives and it's lives and it depends on the context. But when you're talking about the name of something, it always gets to be kind of dicey. Like, is it this or is it that? But in this case, I'm going to knock on wood on my head. It's probably 80 Proof Lives. Anyways, 80 Proof Lives is an award-winning young adult novel set in Quincy, Florida. It's one of them old backwater old country towns. Anyways, yeah, before I put my foot further in my mouth. This coming-of-age tale chronicles the journey of a brilliant but disillusioned young girl who believes she has no future beyond high school. Through the help of a colorful cast of characters who frequent the home of the local madam and bootleg queen, the young girl discovers life-changing things about herself, including that she has a bright future ahead of her. 80 Proof Lives received the 2011 Publishers Association Award in the Young Adult category, making Miss Thomas, the first African American to receive the award in that category. 80 Proof Lives was assigned reading for FAMU's Trio Talent Search Program. Gadsden County Schools, Crossword Academy Charter School, Leon County Schools, and Pace Center for Girls, Leon. You know what, as a sidebar, I really don't like the label African American. I'm not going to get into all of the different reasons why I don't like it, but it does tink me up a little bit every time I read it. And it's total sidebar. I don't mean nothing to nothing. But anyways, it was the novel was also featured at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, that's where I am. During the Collegiate Sisters for Action Symposium, it graces the shelves of several local public libraries and was a summer reading selection. She has also published several short stories, including Double D Death, Double D Death 2, and The Kiss of Life. She co-wrote AZ Basic Editing Tips under the business name Felicia's Pen. She edits the manuscripts of many aspiring authors and assists others in telling their stories through ghostwriting. Ms. Thomas continues to write for herself and nonprofit organizations. She is a member of the Tallahassee Authors Network. All her books are available on Amazon.com in paperback and ebook format. She currently lives in Tallahassee with her children, Adalia, Anaya, and Aaron. Hey, why he ain't get the anyways. And all her information is right here on the Freedom Train website. So just like last week, head on over there to the Freedom Train website and you can get that information. Check that out and support her. Support her. And we appreciate you, Mrs. Thomas. I don't know if you're married or not because the thing keeps shifting at various points. But we appreciate you, Felicia, and we want to see you succeed. Thank you for doing what you do and keep doing what you do. You heard them. And on May 11th, we dropped our spotlight on Mrs. Stephanie Major. Stephanie Major is bringing major problems to anybody that wants smoke. Nah, she not. I just felt like saying that. So her profile goes in to talk about how she's the CEO and founder of GG Naturals LLC. And she's the creator of all natural, organic, and vegan-friendly products that help people from all walks of life who are suffering from skin and scalp conditions that greatly affect the quality of their life. And I need to check this out because I got eczema and some other things going on, especially after my time in the military. I think the jet engine fuel really messed up my skin because I got sprayed a lot. I had no skin problems prior to joining the military. But anyways, this ain't about me. This is about Miss Stephanie Major, and I do need to check out her products in a major way, so I'm going to do that. She started making natural soap and curly hair care products in 2015 when she was simply at the end of her rope, searching for just a few things that could make her life easier as a mom. She has three daughters who have suffered from eczema and scalp sores, and she herself from severely dry hair and skin, which are symptoms of living with hypothyroidism. After years of making YouTube videos, utilizing other products from large companies, and finding herself switching from product to product and still not quite getting the results she wanted, she began her own research on how to make what they were making, but in an all-natural way that would not cause further allergic reactions to her children. That was the beginning of what is now GG Naturals. The skin is our largest organ, and chemicals get dissolved into the skin within minutes of touching us. So take 15 seconds to read and know what you're buying. She also encourages people to contact her with any questions they have if they are feeling uncomfortable to make a choice on their own. She has discovered activated charcoal when looking for a natural alternative to toothpaste. She researched the benefits, and to her surprise, she found that it was good for acne. She made a small batch and used her husband as a guinea pig. He fell in love with it from the first use, and it is still his favorite to this day. His skin looks smoother than it has in years, and he talks a lot about the lather of the soap, the lather that soap has. He tells everyone who will listen how great it is, and once they get a whiff of the lemongrass fragrance, they are hooked too. Her future goal for GG Naturals is to become a household name. She's proud to have been featured in Afia magazine. Shout out to Rashida. She's a friend of the network. She owns the creator and owner of the magazine. And she loves nature and loves to learn and teach. She and her girls learned so much about natural things that can be added to our body lotions and soaps to help the skin look great. She also teaches others how to build businesses by making things that are truly all natural and beneficial for their family skin. People want to feel confident in their skin, and GG Naturals is helping them to do that by providing eco-friendly products. Go ahead, Mrs. Stephanie Majors. I ain't mad at you. Matter of fact, I just clicked open your website at this moment, and I'm going to get what I can get because I like having smooth skin and having beautiful skin and having, you know what I'm saying? So I want all of that too. So I'm going to definitely check you out. And if you get a purchase here in the next few hours to few days, you already know it's your boy. Well, that is if you're listening to this. If you're not listening to this, then So on May 12th, we dropped our spotlight on Mrs. Lashandra Cromartie. I did it again. Lashandra Cromartie is a wife and mother of six. You heard that right. She got six kids. She is passionate about family and parenting. She specializes in trauma-informed client-centered therapy with a focus on the family unit, solutions-focused counseling, and culturally specific therapy techniques. Lashandra has experienced partnering with at-risk adolescents, survivors of domestic violence, veterans, and has worked in the area of substance abuse and geriatrics. She takes extreme pride in cultivating the skills of individuals who work with children who have experienced trauma and of individuals who work with children with behavioral issues. Lashandra is committed to understanding the cultural and family importance while facilitating healing and progress. She is dedicated to ensuring the families of individuals affected by trauma have a chance of reaching their destiny. Lashandra is also committed to providing comprehensive, empowering, and holistic counseling in order to help you achieve overall wellness. Lashandra has over 15 years of hands-on experience working as a facilitator of healing and a therapist. Not only has she assisted others with overcoming trauma, but she too is a trauma survivor who understands the challenges that come with experiencing trauma. She has made it a life goal to assist any that are ready to move forward with being resilient, taking back what was taken from them, and getting to a place of happiness, and developing a healthy outlook on life. Lashandra co-owns a private practice, Blue Lotus Counseling and Holistic Wellness LLC, where therapy is positive and uplifting. Genuineness and authenticity are always practiced. At Blue Lotus CHW, the intention is to bring balance to one's life and help them feel whole again. Blue Lotus CHW is a strength-based practice that builds upon your gifts, talents, and abilities. Lashandra is a trained therapist. She is currently under the supervision of a licensed mental health counselor and is actively working towards obtaining her licensure in the state of Florida. She has been named the teen whisperer by several parents of teenagers that she works with. Lissandra holds a master's degree from Florida Agricultural and Mechanical University, FAMU, HBCU, and community psychology with an emphasis on mental health counseling. She received her bachelor's degree from FAMU as well in the area of psychology. And you can find out more information from her about her. You go to the website, like I said, for all these people. And yo, shout out to her because we need more mental health professionals in the community. We do. We need a lot more. Because as a community, we need a lot of mental health. And that's something that we know we need, but we don't like to admit it. Hey, man, time to get over the BS and jump over the hump and get to the dump. You know what I'm saying? Probably not, because I don't either. But Mrs. Lissandra Cromoti, I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, you can shoot me in the pinky toe, too. I got one left because the last lady could shoot me in the pinky toe, too. So I got two. But I think I got yours right. Anyways, thank you. We appreciate you and keep doing what you does. You heard them. So on May 13th, that thing went by y'all when we dropped it right on Miss Maylene Buford. I hope I said that right. Maylene Buford. Maylene Buford is a 20-year-old sophomore majoring in health sciences with a minor in entrepreneurship at Stetson University in Dellen, Florida. She is the owner and founder of Mind Over Matter Holistic Healing LLC. On Sunday, March 31st, 2019, her 20th birthday, she launched her business focusing on creating products that are made to penetrate the mind, body, and spirit using 100% all natural herbal ingredients. Throughout her life, she witnessed many family members struggling with disease and being forced to take a multitude of medications. And seeing this, it fueled her flame of interest in the world of herbal healing. As herbs were once used to primarily heal many ailments, she decided to erect those past practices and implement them in her life today, putting her own twist on medicine. In applying what she knows, she has been able to provide multiple topical salves and body products focusing on leaving out the bad and ineligible ingredients. Those who knew her interests would ask her to make them things here and there, later sharing their findings with others. She eventually started making her version of staple products in June 2018, and that is when everything changed. Thus, the birth of Mind Over Matter Holistic Healing LLC, March 2019. It is her belief that healing starts from within and should be paired with the medicine that is most natural and could be found at your footsteps. She says, "When using these products, I hope you will keep in mind what it is you want out of the product. What would you like it to do for you? Clear your mind, take a deep breath, set good, positive intentions, and allow the product to aid you in your time of need." Shout out. You know, it's a lot of the women that we spotlight and a lot of the women that we know and that we're around are all involved in healing in some way, trying to heal mind, trying to heal body, trying to heal, you know, various different things in various different ways. And that's something that's extremely encouraging, especially since we view our women as the healers in the community. It's nice to see them taking that to the next level and trying to do what they can to aid the community and the restoration that's needed. So shout out to a young Miss 20-year-old Maylene Buford doing big things, big things. And her birthday is March 31st, so I'm older than her because my birthday is March 17th. Never mind that I'm older than her anyways because we're like a lot of years apart. But we appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing, girl. On May 14th, we put the spotlight on Miss Raquel T. Lynch. Now, Miss Lynch, who is a doctorate in education, has a master's degree in education, is a motivational speaker, educational consultant, and a curriculum developer who is passionate about cultivating the genius within young minds. She understands that effective education requires a holistic approach, one which engages the student, the caregivers, and the teachers. Bearing this in mind, Raquel specializes in the development of holistic curricula in early childhood settings. Because children cannot reach their maximum potential without supportive home environments and communities beyond the classroom, the second thrust of Raquel's work is equipping educators, teachers, parents, and community members with tools and techniques to live more balanced, healthy lives themselves. Her primary focus is to provide a safe space for women to connect, heal, and transform into their highest self through the platform, Garden of Honey. Garden of Honey is intended to serve as a woman's circle with experiences guided by the deep wisdom of African spiritual traditions. She currently resides in Atlanta, GA, where she is surrounded by the love of her friends and family. And I am not actually from Atlanta, GA, so there is actually no reason for me to say Atlanta, GA in such a way, but it felt like the right thing to do today. You heard me. Hey, shout out to Miss Lynch. She ain't married yet. Shout out to Miss Lynch. We appreciate you and definitely keep doing what you're doing, because we definitely need more people developing curriculum for these jits out here, because these jits, they just ain't right, man. This is, I don't know what's up with this generation, but they coming loose. They are really coming loose, and I just don't know what is going on here. But anybody that's trying to help, I'm down for the cause. Whatever you need, definitely I'll help you out, because these kids nowadays, man, they just it's not what it is. We are fucking up as parents, but that's a whole other shit. So on May 15th, we dropped our spotlight on Dr. Asha Brewer. Now, Dr. Asha is the creator of Healthy Conversations, and through empowering written and spoken messages, she inspires the busy and overwhelmed to live life abundantly. She earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in Exercise Science from Florida State University, where she was also named 2007 Homecoming Queen. She matriculated to Parker University in Dallas, Texas, earning a Doctor of Chiropractic degree. She holds additional certifications in sports medicine, healthy lifestyle coaching, success coaching, and event management. She enjoys serving the community alongside her church, her sorority, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Inc., and her faith-based wellness nonprofit organization, Temple Fit Health, Inc. She was recently named Alumni of the Year by the university she graduated from. Dr. Asha is the founding director of the Temple Fit Company and its faith-based health nonprofit, Temple Fit Health, Inc. These organizations have supplied wellness speakers and fitness instructors for churches, conferences, and universities across the nation, training the busy and overwhelmed to experience life abundantly. Additionally, Dr. Asha is an inspirational writer and speaker who is passionate about helping ambitious women thrive. Dr. Asha has personally invited you all to the 5th annual SHE, that's acronym capital S-H-E, T, hosted by Temple Fit Health, Inc., our faith-based wellness nonprofit organization. Our SHE T Women's Wellness Conference will include deep conversations on business, beauty, faith, fashion, purpose, relationships, womanhood, and more. Some conference favorites are the small group mentoring sessions and the breakout empowerment sessions. She T is a safe space to have real conversations with real women about real life. Tickets and more information are available at www.templefit.co/events. You can also apply her personal discount code at checkout, Be My Guest. And you can find out more information about the SHE-T conference as well as Dr. Asha Brewer on the website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You know what it is. Shout out to Dr. Asha. Keep doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. We appreciate you. So today, May 16th, we dropped our spotlight on Mrs. Christic Henry. Now, she has a love for community, youth, and grassroots advocacy, and those drives the passionate volunteerism of Christic Henry. A former AmeriCorps volunteer at Bond Elementary School, Christic's love for Tallahassee blossomed under the care and support she received from Southside neighborhoods during her term of service. A 2003 graduate of FSU, for 15 years, Christic and her husband, Carlos, have owned and operated Kingdom First Realty, an independent full-service real estate brokerage, where she serves as president/managing broker. Christic is a certified foreclosure and mortgage default intervention specialist, certified residential specialist, and a 2006 certified leadership graduate of the Tallahassee Board of Realtors. She also has served the city of Tallahassee as a program facilitator/mentor for the Smith Williams Service Center Girls Mentoring Program, also known as DIVAS, where she has mentored over 350 young women during her six-week summer program over the past 17 years at the Smith Williams Service Center. Christic was the first African-American woman to serve as president of the Council of Neighborhood Associations of Tallahassee, Leon County, CONA, appointee and past chair of the Blueprint 2000 Citizens Advisory Committee, appointee to Leon County Sales Tax Committee and the City of Tallahassee's Utility Citizens Advisory Committee. She's also the past vice president of the Smith Williams Service Center Foundation, Inc., inaugural board president of Ladies Learning to Lead and Local Leadership Development Organization, a local leadership development organization for young women, and an advocate for youth and neighborhoods throughout Tallahassee/Leon County in various contributive capacities. Now, for the past 11 years, Christic has served as the programs and events chair for CONA and has coordinated the annual neighborhood recognition cycle and awards, a joint effort of CONA, Leon County, and the City of Tallahassee to recognize the efforts and contributions of active neighborhoods, neighbors, public servants, and business neighbors. Under the CONA umbrella, Christic has developed the Capital Area Neighborhood Network, CAN, initiative to galvanize and strengthen Southside, Tallahassee neighborhood associations, and resident leaders. That is Southside Tallahassee Neighborhood Association and resident leaders. Every time I see Southside, I just think about Southside because I grew up. Well, I spent part of my childhood growing up on the south side of Tallahassee. But anyways, for the past 3 years, three Southside neighborhood leaders have been selected to attend the National Network Community Leadership Institute to receive intensive training on neighborhood leadership and grassroots community advocacy and grants for a collaborative catalytic project. As a result of her neighborhood advocacy, Kingdom First Realty was recognized by CONA as 2014/2015 Business Neighbor of the Year. Professionally, Christic has received a lot of love. Kingdom First Realty was named 2015 Small Business of the Year by the Big Bend Minority Chamber of Commerce. Christic has also served since 2014 as a member and 2016-2017 chair of the Big Bend Minority Chamber of Commerce Women's Business Council Leadership Team. Christic has been honored by the Tallahassee Board of Realtors as their 2013 Presidential Spirit Award recipient and the Tallahassee Network of Young Professionals 2014 Golden Ace in Real Estate. She was also recognized in 2011 by the Tallahassee Democrat newspaper as one of the 25 women you need to know. Most recently, she has been recognized as a 2018 Community Trailblazer honoree by the JRE Lee Senior Lodge 422 of the Free and Accepted Masons. Christic is a devoted member of Providence Reformed Baptist Church. And you can find more information about Christic Henry on the Freedom Train website. And if you in Tallahassee, since she's one of the 25 women you need to know, I assume you already don't know her. And if you don't know her, you need to get on your grind. We appreciate you, Christic. You have a long history, Mrs. Henry, of putting in that work, and we definitely appreciate the work, and we hope that you have more years of enjoying the work that you're putting into this day. Shout out Nick Believe. And that's all we got for this week. Next week we'll come back with the profiles that are going to be dropped starting Friday. That's tomorrow, and that would be the 17th. We'll keep pushing forward. But in the meantime, remember, definitely take time out this month to tell a black woman, every black woman you see, whether you know or not, thank you and you appreciate it. And do your best to put a smile on their face and let them know that, you know, we got your back as a community. We stand behind you. So shout out to all of the women profiled. Shout out to the millions and millions and millions of women that aren't profiled because, you know, we haven't gotten a profile from you. It's really your fault, really. That's really what it is. And look forward to talking to you guys next week. Next week. My mouth is not working on this show, so we're just going to end it with that. And I'll see you guys next week on the next episode of Lessons. It's a special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you, that we can dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Stand tall, head high, because we need you. I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents or Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to send you a notification saying hi. So you should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, we appreciate you. We'll see you next week. This is the Freedom Train Network presents Lessons from the Screen.